those were very heady days because 20th Century Fox thought, you know, who the hell's this? You know, yeah, he's willing to give us this money. You know, he already had a business. He was doing a tape duplication, 8 tracks and things like that. He had a factory in an industrial park in Farmington Hills. And, you know, so they gave him, what they gave him, though, was 16-millimeter institutional prints. Now, these were all 35-millimeter movies, so the institutional prints are high-contrasty, dark, but people were so blown away by, I can own a whole movie and put it in whatever I want and watch it, and it's not censored. If they say, God damn it, it'll say, God damn it, God damn it. So, you know, it was a lot of films from the 50s and some from the 60s, and I think the newest stuff on it was like MASH, which was from 70, and Patton. But, you know, they were big on, you know, those Magnificent Men and Their Flying Machines. That was the 60s. You know, I don't know, there's a load of stuff. The Hustler from the 50s with Paul Newman. You know, so there were all these films. It was sort of mind-blowing. But because he was so successful, 20th Century Fox kind of, you know, oh. And they gave him better prints. Mm-hmm. So those movies were remastered, you know, probably in early 78 from 35 millimeters. So already there was an improvement. And then there were techniques that improved them even better. They built in that same industrial park, they built a facility. And they had this great soiree with like a string quartet. They served steak to everybody. And, you know, I mean, it was, and he said, Andre Blais said, we've moved into this facility. We've already outgrown it. Like, what? So I know we've strayed far from rock and roll, but that's there fine. You go. It's, yeah, Andre Blais, God bless his soul. Well, there he goes, yeah.